distinguish when we're meditating and something comes to us between what is a machination of the mind and what is really a spiritual enlightenment? For instance, when we see ourselves inside, or we will see things that are of a very mundane level that we're preoccupied with every day, and we'll go, I will sit in meditation. Sometimes these things, I don't seem to have any control of them. I don't want to control
them. Your question is mixed up with so many things.
Yes.
I just speak of immaculation, then you speak of seeing your own power. What particular do you want?
I want to know how to distinguish, or are we to distinguish when these forms come to us, or just to...
Well, the main thing, whatever form comes within, repeat the five names which are charged, you see, any negative, that should go away. Sometimes negative power affects, you see, you do wrong things. So repeat the five names. For that purpose you have been given a safeguard against all these things.
Meditation, you have this terrific vibration which you can't seem to control, and you said not to think of the body.
Yes.
But sometimes it's so very strong that I have to stop meditating. I get so nervous, and I feel as if I was being electrocuted or something. What can I do to stop that?
You see, either you do it in the right way, you see. If you do it in the right way, don't think of your body. There's no trouble. If anything like that, that's limit of this
one. It's so powerful that I can't help but think of the body. I don't want to, but not every day
like that.
No, but at times.
What I
and say. Then it rises to my throat and I feel as if I was choking.
That is due to wrong way of doing the practice. Prana is involved.
But I don't do any yoga techniques anymore.
Well, choking of throat cannot come. Unless prana is involved. Breathing is involved, first it goes slowly, at intervals, then it is choked, you see. That is the wrong way of doing it.
But I don't do any except since I was initiated by you, but
these are involved. You don't do it purposely.
No.
While doing it, sometimes breathing is involved, unknowingly involved, and that is that choking arises. If it is done in the right way.
Something strange. I've had that experience mostly when I've meditated when you have been there. Now in Vancouver, in the morning meditation, I sat right next to you, and it was so terrific. I got that power so much that it was terrible. It was wonderful, but it was almost terrifying. And it happens more when you're around.
It means when I'm around the radiation, you see. While in a hurry, you see that we don't. Soul is withdrawn, but your thought is not altogether, free of the body, consciousness. That is why that breathing is involved in choking. And sometimes out of emotions too, you see. Emotions sometimes bring on choking, you see. Two reasons, no other reason can do it. Well, look, let us take you in a worldly way. You are going to meet a friend whom you love. Maybe father, mother, brother, anybody. And he wishes to come along. And even you go to your friend, you take so many children and other things like that, you see. You are going to meet him, there is no time for you to speak to him. And he will also not be able to devote his whole time with you. You see? This is the worldly way of thinking. Now you have to go to God. God is all alone, is it not? Yeah, no father, no mother, no brother. So naturally he wants everybody to come to him all alone. That nobody, he doesn't want anything to take with you. No worldly things, not even your body, not even your intellect. He says, you come alone. Then this he won't arise. For whatever little time you devote, that will bear forth full fruit. When we are sitting, you see, we are not to think of the outside thing, not think of the body, not think of the breathing, not even think of the thinking, you see. We should be physically still and intellectually still too. If you do it in the right way, there's no trouble.
But if you're intellectually still, you're repeating the five.
Don't become automatic. When you think meaning thereof, your intellect works. If you don't think of the meaning, few days after you become automatic. The charging helps. You are told not to think of the meanings, although the meanings are given to you. You are not to visualize, you are not to think of the meaning. Automatically it goes on charging helps. Thinking and intellect become and think, well, this word means this. This plane has such and such light, such and that is thing. So don't simply look sweetly. Be fully absorbed. It is a question of the intellect. I mean, seeing or the soul. Attention, you might say. Attention is the outward expression of the soul. These are the rays of the, that's the rays of the sun and the moon enlighten the whole world. It is the rays of the attention. Attention are the rays of the soul. You see? That enlighten the whole body. If those rays are withdrawn, the body will be dark. When sun sets, all rays are withdrawn, there will be darkness. Similarly, the body will be darkened. You have no thought of the body, only it is your attention that gives you feeling of the body. If you do it rightly, there is no trouble. Errors do creep in, you see. Automatically, generally, then that trouble arises.
Matt, can we ask a question?
Yes, please.
After you are drawn into the radiant form of the Master from within, and you want to go higher, does the reading form of the Master dissolve into the Word or the Man?
Does
the reading form of the Master continue, remain in higher regions?
In the lower planes it continues, but absorption comes in at every plane. When you devote whole attention into the form of the Master, you become sometimes absorbed, but that continues for the service. Absorption is better. It does become at night, at light. You are light, you become one, you forget. But you are conscious all the same. That does come at every step. Ultimate, it becomes one, you see, there's no form. When you absorb into Satnam, then Satnam leads you. Final absorption comes there. Otherwise, that form continues to work in the radiant form of the different planes.
I'd like to know when you're coming back again.
I'll never go. He said, why are you sending me? I don't know. Physically I have to go run there. You are also not at home all the day long. Isn't it? Now you are not at your home. Physically you are not at home, you see. But your thought is there, isn't it? So I will come when God wills it. I have no issue.
Are you in when you see the golden light?
That is just the beginning. But in that golden light, the form of the Master appears. That is not the lowest.
That is not the lowest?
Form appears in golden light, generally.
Is that the third plane or the fourth?
Well, it is just beginning with a mass of forms appears only just when you rise above Tirukuti. In you before that does manifest to show that is with you. Sometimes you see at once the form comes. Sometimes generally it is when you cross the big star and the moon, then the form appears. But even that appears before manifest to give consolation to the initiate the time with you, that power is with you.
Yes,
it would seem
that
before one
initiates, the first thing one should do is begin to be honest with itself.
Little louder, please.
If before one is initiated, one begins the time to be honest.
Yes.
Itself.
Yes.
And although you may feel that so far as the rule, the concern of diet or something would be no problem, but within yourself you know still that you do have doubts, would you welcome into initiation one who is quite willing to admit that there is doubt but wants to try?
Doubt? What sort of doubt? What is theory?
Well, I don't know. Just...
No, you must know. You must clarify your doubt. In what way?
If you are the uninitiated, it's the fear of the unknown, or my experience, or...
No, my point is, you see, first try to understand this theory. What you cannot understand, let it be clarified. You see? Then take up. Full conviction will arise when you see things for your own self. When intellectually you are satisfied that these are the teachings of all masters, you see, you take it up as an experimental maya. Then if you get something, then naturally you must be convinced. Man cannot be convinced unless he sees things for his own self and he testifies himself.
Then if you are not certain that you are prepared and that you have answered your question,
I tell you. The man who is, in whose heart this question of the mystery of life has entered, he is with, that God's grace, this question has arisen. That day is the greatest in the man's life. On which day this question of the mystery of life enters one's heart. That cannot be stamped out unless it is out. So very question that it arises, that shows God wants to give you. Your hunger for that. There's food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. So as question remains about the ethical life all around. In the old days, you see, there was the rule, I would say now, the people came to the feet of the Master. They kept them for longer times when they saw that they had dwelt fully, then they gave them the initiation. It is said one king of Bukhara, you see, went to Kabir and lived with him for about 6 years. And he was very obedient, everything like that. the Loi, Mata Loi was serving with, was living with Kabir Sahib. He recommended Kabir that here the king has been here with us for 6 long years. He is very quiet, very obedient. Why don't you give me initiation? Then Kabir told him that he is not yet ready. And Loi told him, and what is please, very quiet, very obedient, quiet in every way, amicable. How do you say he is not fit? He said, all right, when he now goes out of the house, just you hide yourself in a place where he cannot see you and throw all this refuse of the house over his head. And just hear what he says. And when she threw like that, and so, had I been in my own country, I would have seen what this means, you see. So then, ask Kabir, what did you find? He says, he like that. That King Subha had not gone, still he said, oh, had I been there, I would have done this and that thing. So then another 5-6 years passed. Then Kabir said, well, now he is ready. He said, well, I find no difference between the first and the now. Then now do it when he passes out of the house. Just throw all this, what is your washroom, you see, all filth over head. Then hear what he said. When he did so, he says, oh God, I have washed him. So it takes man to be made, man making it difficult. Finding of God is not difficult. But now the times have changed. So much materialistic it is, who is going to stay with the Master for years? And just abide what he says and leave what he loves. Excuse me. Times have changed. No time to spare time and sit at the feet of the Master. There you see, even they have got their own some difficulty in their meditation, oh, I have to go to the work. I tell them, oh, can't you take 1 or 2 hours sleep too? So the times have changed now in a way, those who have got the hunger for that, the thinking in their mind, they take them up from their custody. They take up the work of preparation, making him, as well as giving him all the things together. And prescribe for making maintenance of diaries for self-introspection from day to day. And they give them the experience then and there, so they, when they come in contact with that higher light or sound principle, that will go from inner to help it. And by outer, weeding out by all imperfections from day to day. He then takes heed that the light which is within you is not darkened, is it? So this, the present times have changed. Those who have inkling desire, they are put on the way. They are given some experience with the grace of God to start with. Otherwise the people are not going to believe you go on doing and you will have it after that. Is it? Do it, go on, do it. How long will you continue? People have been coming to me who were initiated by somewhere. They have been putting in time 2, 3, 4 hours daily. With all that they had nothing, they left it. You got something to start with, then you can develop it. So this present time is changed, you see. The work of making up is also started side by side, along with the giving the experience, the very first time. And when he sees the experience, has the experience himself, then I think he has something to stand on, isn't it? No question of doubt. The doubt means that's only how to live up to that. So those who are just enter the intellectual field, you see, they must understand the why and wherefore of things. Otherwise they won't take up. But they required some evidences from the past masters. And also whether that appeals to their common sense. If those things, I mean, they are intellectually satisfied there, then they take up as an experimental result. Even then they are very skeptic. Possibly it may not be. But when they have something to start with, let them go. So maintenance of that is necessary. To take heed that this light, which is whatever is given at the time of initiation, is not darkened. This is how the matter stands for the present day.
Master, this might seem an odd question, but for instance, I've just recently moved to Denver, as I told you, in Texas, and we don't have a group there, satsangs. Ponce and I would like to start when we meditate in my little apartment, being his mother and I together. And does it do any harm if you go to another group that meditates? I mean, would there be any conflict of vibration or anything if we went and meditated with another group?
What group?
Well, for instance, Self-Realization. They have a group in Denver where they just meditate. And they have asked us to come for meditation. Mm-hmm. And I'm not doing naturally any of the techniques I gave them up several years ago when I was initiated by you. But I was wondering if there'd be any conflict of vibration or anything.
The pilot, did I told you not to go?
No, you didn't. I'm asking you. I don't want to.
No, for that thing, you see. Mm-hmm. If you go there, don't follow their way of meditation, but do your own.
The other thing,
when you men of the same way, sit together, there will be more radiation. You follow me? There's the radiation from the master too.
From Yogananda, you mean, their master. Would it affect me? I mean, would it...
No, I'm talking something else.
Oh, excuse me.
When you go to somebody, don't change your mode of meditation. And if you just sit by those who are just doing the same meditation, there will be more radiation. I never stopped you by going to any place.
I just know whether there'd be a conflict of vibration if there was any.
Don't you follow now what I say? If you think of Swami Yogananda there, then there will be conflict. Because Yogananda is not there. You see?
I follow the principle then, Master. Where two or more gather together in my
name.
That's
him? In my name.
That's right, in my name.
You got it. I don't mean in any way to reflect on Swami Yogananda. I don't mean that, you see. One is a living force, radiation, going on through the world. When you sit in the name, one or two men radiation is there. Those who have left the body, they have to work through the human pole, working on the human plane. That's the law. I never stopped anybody going anywhere. But that I did suggest you, where there is a group in it, you must attend.
Yes.
Because your benefit where it is.
Well, I had gone, but I was just wondering about it. I thought more of it.
No, the matter is clear. But I never stopped you from going there.
No.
Understand the principle, you see. Truly speaking, I tell you what the old Egyptians used to do. They gave initiation, gave the way. They did not give the experience, I tell you. And they just put them on the way by intellectually, then told them for 2 years to remain quiet, not to talk to anybody. Go on with meditation for 2 long years. They were called mystics. By putting 2 years regularly on the way, natural Veda, sometimes in flesh. When the inner ways opened, they were called apoptosis. You know? Now the door is very open very first day. Door is open very first day, you see the light.
Yes.
Some experience. So best thing is when you are initiated, don't talk to anyone. Do your daily livelihood work. The rest you need not talk to anyone. Talk to your master. We talk to others. What is the loss there? You talk to others, you want to show your superiority to others, egoism there, you lose. Suppose there's a friendship, I think, in the worldly way. You got a friendship with somebody, love with somebody, you won't let any, dare to let anybody know about it, is it not? Why this is love, your love with God, why should broadcast it? You want only for guidance, who can guide you. And it is the Master who can guide you. You see? Do your... He doesn't say leave the work and don't... Just live in your arms, your livelihood, bring up, nourish your children, just keep up your body and go on with it. Let the wild flower grow in darkness. We throw seeds anywhere. I am doing, oh, I see where, if I tell you, I am in a very intoxicated state. And then I should ask, why? And when I sit there, that's a natural problem. Well, your eyes are on you, and you have not become yet perfect. What is it? He takes you as the ideal. You stand between him and the master. Where will you go? The other man who follows you, takes you as the wrong ideal, he is first doomed, and your progress is retarded. It's very critical point, you see. When you are, this is just worldly way, when you are engaged to somebody, be taught to somebody, but think of him all alone, you see, the God in him. Don't hate for any, don't have any hatred for anybody. Go on with it, you'll find it. Sometimes people go on with it, they begin to tell one another, this is like this. The result is, their progress is lessened. And here too you find many. Those who say we had more progress before, now we have got less. What's the reason for that?
Then the natural law comes in with a negative power and takes away when you do
yes,
that.
Yes. You follow my point?
Yes, I understand, yes.
This is to be followed by everybody. When you're given a doubt, well, you go to the highest, let people say. Then it's all right. You got a little water with you, for instance. You begin to sprinkle. That's be in contact with the perennial source. Then thousands, millions will come. Then you become conscious worker that is not you doing, but God is doing. These are the little things I think stand in every man's way. Those who have got little experience, for instance, they sometimes see master within. They are too little to talk. Sometimes that negative power appears. See, they are misguided. Some things come true, the others become wrong. Result is, in the other soul, he is fantasized. And the man who says so, he also feels I am no better. I get letters sometimes by such like people. Oh, now the master within me will guide me. Well, I tell them, all right, the master within you, if you guide it, you write to me, get it confirmed by writing by me. The result is, those who follow them, they are just retarded, you see. I don't see why people are, after becoming a master, they may have got that ideal before them, but they have not come master. When they become masters, let them say they are master. Even then they won't say. Those who are masters, they don't say we are masters. This is God's power working. The Father is me doing. He never said I am doing. Son of man is differentiated from the God in man. And others who have just little, they have heard, and this is one of the causes of the groups. Some follow this man, some follow that man. Result is they split. There is no problem. And this has also been the cause of dissension in the group. I tell you, I watch it. One little more is all I do it, something come out to rule, others strong. Naturally some disbelieve, then the whole thing. So then the whole, I mean the progress is retarded, and that becomes a bad example for them. When you are put on the sea wave, you go up. Let people only see you when you are full bloom. Don't broadcast your seas. Those will be eaten up by the sparrows. Those will have to begin only faith in you instead of the master, or he's also as good as the master. That's all right. Result is, this is not yet perfect, something will come out wrong from you. Because it's not yet perfect. Naturally, the whole thing is affected very badly. When your nature go on, you are given diary, remaining content. If God wills it, you may make each one of you a master. It is selection from God, not from the men underneath, you see. It is not a matter of voting that you will select a minister or a president, you see. It is God overhead, it is a commission from God, you see. The soul trembles, you see, at concerning the duty what lies on the shoulders of the master. The people consider it a great privilege because sometimes they consider other people have faith that becomes a source of income to by a regard and everything. Result is, the one who stands there, he's fine, his progress is retarded. Other those who follow, they are also progress. Their ideal is changed. Very dangerous, right? And you see the master, we didn't talk to him, all right. Then remain in touch. Even then I tell you, even the master speaks within you. You see? You can never think, let your master go and you remain.
Well, I see the master within sometimes, but he never looks at me. He's either sitting in meditation or with his head bowed or something, and so I...
Just go into your diary, please. You'll find. He's a very strict judge, I tell you. He does not spare me. Fairly, I must be too
serious.
Heart task master, introspect yourself. We are, when we write diary, we don't, we give allowance. You see? That's like a third heart task master, you see? Just treat yourself.
That's the thing that's always confused me about the diary. That's why, I'm not making excuses, that's why I haven't kept it. Because how can you be sure that you're being honest with yourself when you put down these
things? I tell you, look, when you're told to do a thing by a master, why you raise questions first thing? If you don't understand, ask him, why you discontinue? That's your first thing, straight out. There's some reason for that. Mind is a very, cunning friend. He will deceive you. He says, well, look here, you cannot give all your imperfections. You're telling lies. Don't do it. You see? Wait. When you become perfect, only you do it. Both of you are caught. You begin. The point is, in the beginning, you won't find so many imperfections within you. The more you go into it, you find day and from day to day more. Those of which become more in numbers, they are already existing, but we are not aware of them. Those, you follow my point? Only when you don't, I am telling lies, I should not do it. That means you leave off. You never, when a thief is in the room, mind that, I tell you, he will try to just deter your attention to somebody else. You see? He may come, here the thief goes, here the thief goes. He never lets your attention be drawn to him, you see? So mine is a very cunning friend, I say, a cunning thief in the form of a true friend. He was a very, sympathetic man. Look here, you see, why you said, you must become perfect. Do some dungeon diary. Not now. Master said, do it. You disobey the orders of the master and obey the dictates of your mind. Something what you don't follow, ask him, you see. there's something at the back of it. If you start, you see, I know quite fully well that you cannot note down all the imperfections of the day. You know, Pelman system of memory? The system, what is called how to dwell memory. That is called Pelman system of memory. From morn when you rise, just think what you have been doing all through the day. Oh yes, I rose up, I answered the call of nature, I had a bath and took a food, went to my work. That's all then. The one question, I have come home, that's all. One or two events might have come to you. Know. But when you know what were the thoughts striking you in your mind, even while going to answer the call and while bathing after that, that requires going into. The more you go into, the more number you'll find. In that way, once the memory is strengthened, I tell you, without any payment. And further, our level of criterion for distinguishing right from wrong is also changed. The more you learn, go into the scriptures, your angle of vision is changed. For instance, in the beginning, he told me lies, I put a slap on his face, oh, I did all right. It is for that, that your angle of vision. When you later, oh, he called me names. Then when you grow in a well, he called you names, told you something wrong. You also called names, he told you one, you said two, then came four, then eight, like that. If you had not returned, that would remain only one, isn't it? Your regular vision changed, isn't it? So, even if you don't see somebody who told you, thought evil of you, well, you don't say from your mouth that thought, oh, she's bad. Is it? You're writing there. These failures are to be noted. So as two things are, first we, as you go into it, we find more number of shortcomings. And further, the angle of vision is changed, that's still more number. The more it grows, it means you are progressing, I tell you. You know how many shortcomings are within you. Then they go down, number, when you weed out. When they are come to you, you reflect. You see, you can read other's mind, you can see what is going on the other side of the wall. Purpose of maintaining that is very definite, you see. Very high purpose. Don't follow the dictates of the mind. If you follow 100%, only then you can have the full basis of. We only follow what you can modify it by the degree of somebody. Some 10%, 20%, 40%, nobody obeys 100%. This is only one thing is to be learned. Then every time, oh yes, he's within, how can I deceive him? Your angle of vision will be changing, you see. And when you are cleansed that way, something by outer self-introspection and somewhat by coming in contact with that power within, well, you progress like that. Sometimes Master forms, Master appears, he is giving him back. Sometimes he is quiet, sometimes very happy, sometimes he talks to you. So he turns away his face, it means there's something wrong. We don't know. So that is meant for very high person. How are you? Other town? How are you? To make it okay, your mother. I'm not exactly, I'm not hard to talk, is there? All right, as you please. So these certain things, you see, are not giving in talks, regular talks. When you are certain that you go into the bottom of the things, what is what? Each man has the same problem practically, maybe in a little modified form. Yes? Kushila. ਉਹ ਪਰੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਬੈਠ ਕੁਰਸੀ ਅੱਗੇ ਕਰ ਲਓ
ਤੁਹਾਡੀ
ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਹੀ ਕਾਫੀ ਲੋੜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪ ਦੱਸੋ ਮੈਂ
ਤੁਸੀਂ
ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਵੇ
ਜੋ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ
ਕਹਿ ਜਾਵਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਥੋੜਾ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਗੱਲ ਸਾਡੇ ਚੰਗਾ ਦੱਸ ਦੇ ਡੋਂਟ ਫਾਲੋ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਆਨ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਯੂ ਮੇ ਬੀ ਕਾਲਿੰਗ ਨੇਮ ਯੂ ਮੇ ਬੀ ਕਾਲਿੰਗ ਨੇਮ Some spare chair might be given from the back. You give it. Anybody. Anybody. Some. For you. Yes. Thank you. If you keep up your diaries, I tell you, regularly 3-4 months, like a heart of master, you'll change. Send me blank. What more concession you want?
Just send it to you, let you keep it.
No. You send me blank, I'll accept you. See that? See, how long you'll dare to send blank? That's the point. You cannot say. Mind is, I tell you, cunning thief in the form of brain. He will deceive you in a very noble way. You see, he appears to be very friendly. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you see that you are let down. What you follow the decrees of Master. Yes.
Now, you just gave very good examples, mostly concerning the thoughts that we have.
Thoughts are very important, you see.
Yes, well, there is, of course, pride and envy and jealousy and resentment towards others and thinking badly about others, and then, of course, purity or chastity and Now, is there any, you sort of leading us very well, and I sometimes sit over this sheet, and I think, now what else is there that I have done wrong, and I just am missing sometimes a clue, and I just, you know, is there anything else that you'd like to lead us to?
That is, they're putting in time for meditation, coming in contact with the light and sound principle within. That is what is wanted. That will help you. Yeah, the more progress you have. Sometimes you people, what do they see? They bring me diaries. I see it. All right. The lives are very pure. And they put in also 2 hours. And there's little progress or no progress. I told them, if your diary, this is correct, then you should have gone to the third plane. You see? If our lives are quite flawless, why should you not progress? Even after putting in time. Or it may be due to wrong way of doing, involving, breathing, this and that should be set right. We deceive our own self, I tell you. Well, whatever you remember, put it. Try to think every what thought struck me. Not that what your body did it. Like a very hot taskmaster, I tell you. Don't spare yourself. And you don't spare your enemy. Don't spare your. This is the most dangerous. And in a friend, you see, serpent in the form of a friend. He will deceive you. He will just try to retard your progress and just keep you lead away to the negative thing. Attachment to the outside thing. Deter you from going on the way and instead of shortcomings within our own self, we begin to doubt the Master. This is it. I mean the work of the mind. You do it. At least that when you see there's light, there's sound. That when you see, that are your concerns. Then why not progress wonderfully further? There is something wrong. Yes? Yes.
And I should probably meditate 12-15 hours.
Yes.
Even when I was resting.
In the hospital?
Well, yes.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
Then
now,
there's more time.
But suppose when I came home and then recuperating and different things, I mean, just, but you can't go back to pick it up because you haven't had it with you, the paper. So you leave it blank because you don't want to put in this time, or you remember everything. Know that these things helped you get well, sound current, and but you didn't put anything in because you couldn't be truthful
about the exact time. Now, suppose it's even like the eye.
You can't,
I don't
know how to explain it. So
it's
empty.
You
feel badly that way too?
That's all right. For some reason or the other, you cannot complete your diary. Collecting, but you're watching your life. You're watching your life. And you must be progressing too.
Mm-hmm.
When you're putting in more time, sickness gives you more time for meditation.
Yeah.
Does it not? If you're putting in more time, there's no flaws like there, you must have more progress. Is it not? In that case, you are not being filled in on account of your eyes not working, that is immaterial. But eyes cannot go on all along like so, that's
no,
nothing.
No, with the eye, I
can
meditate at all, but can use the eyes. I mean, if you're in the hospital, you can meditate. I mean,
you
could just go
through
for tips or something like that, or different things
that bother
you. But this, I couldn't meditate because
to
see my eye, I wanted
something,
I couldn't see.
That's what that was painting, all right. But since you can hear the sound.
Yeah, that came very clear.
That's right. Now, that is only temporary short pieces sometimes. And moreover, I tell you, the most painful is maybe if you are just trained in a way to control your attention, even the pain won't be felt. That is when you are dwelt. Feeling comes only when attention is there. That's like when you have to just inject, you see. It's all right, do it, you just control your attention. That is not so pinching, so paining, you see. And otherwise you will feel more. Don't listen, please, what she says, because she might be calling names. Calling names, not to you, maybe to somebody. Who says you'll die, you say praise as well, at least he would not like to hear.
Beg
pardon?
I have another question, if it
joins
on what you were saying.
Yes, yes, most
anything. Say how our mind can deceive us and lead us away from the direction.
Yes.
Emotional experience. Well, then, how am I to come to decide, to judge? I have to use my mind.
You'll get help.
You'll get help. I see, but then earlier you told me that I must not be able to
expect
to understand, rationalize everything.
Well, yes, intellectually you must grasp the theory. You see, the work that has to be done by a learned man and the unlearned man is the same. You see, you have to withdraw your attention from outside in your mind, in your body. Just think, leave off all habits, analyze yourself from the body, that's what I keep on saying. And then you may say, why should I be double? Okay, what will I get? There are two men, one is a learned man, the other is unlearned man. You order them, go up the stairs. He says, well, how many steps there are? Well, if I leave to such and such, what will happen? Anybody could slip away, then who'll save me? So many things you consider. The man who runs in the order, you run up. So, we have to do things. You see, London man will understand only then you start. The other doesn't need all that botheration, I tell you. They'll go ahead all at once. Two men, one was a learned man, the other was an unlearned man, both went to a master, are being put on the way. And the master told the learned man, I'll charge you double fee. And to the other man who was unlearned, he said, I'll charge you only single fee. And the learned man, oh, I know so much, I'm learning so much. Hey, why are you charging me double fee? He told her, I have to make you first unlearned and then you. So both they have to do the same thing. Difference lies on this matter. If a learned man is there with experience inside, he will say the same thing in so many ways. Even unlearned man, he goes up and takes you up. He may not be able to quote from so many. I mean, masters at the back in the past times are so many a matter of inferences, but he'll give you this thing and he'll quote only from the vocabulary or the environment he's in. Look here. Christ said, farmers, Christ said, sow seeds. Very nice thing he told them. They will fall on the stony ground, they won't grow. Though they fall in the edges, they go and but retard. Though they can fall on the well prepared ground, they will grow. And if he comes, he will go to that thing. Well, masters never were educated in any college or university. Do you know any college Christ read or Guru Nanak read or Prophet Muhammad read? Do you know any college? I don't think so. That's something awakening from inside. They see. It's not a matter of inference, feelings, or emotions. It's a matter of seeing. They see and they make others see that.
Master, may I ask a question?
Yes, surely, like an attorney. From the attorney, even the God is afraid, I tell you. No, you're more sometimes than that. I'll tell you a story later on, but...
Master, is a great scholar.
Beg
pardon? The Master is a great scholar, as we know.
Is it?
I'm sure his academic attainments have not thwarted his spiritual path.
Yes.
And therefore, I would say that intellectual accomplishments can very often be helpful.
Very often, okay. Intellectual attainments is the garland of flowers round the neck of a practical man. He will explain the things in so many ways. In whatever way he will take up, he will tell you something to prove it. As a level of his common sense too. You see? But a learned man without any experience, well, that is a word leaves that is something loading like a library only. The brain has so many things in the brain, but library can be in your brain and in flexible speech. Learning is good, you see. I'm not denouncing it.
Well, now, I'm going to take the risk of asking a second question.
Well, there
it goes. Which probably is an intellectual question, but
it's well, that's the best I know.
And it's prompted by the discussion of this sister over here on,
that's right.
On Yogananda.
Yes.
Now, Yogananda was a great yogi. Mm-hmm. And in the master's book, The Crown,
yes.
And I think it's around about page 138.
Yes.
I may be off the page or two, but it's
no one.
The master touches on this very subject.
Yes.
In pointing out the highest plane of the yogis.
Yes.
And then he goes on to discuss four additional planes.
Yes.
Satchkan and the three higher planes beyond them.
Yes.
And it would be very helpful to me, Master, if you would touch on that subject and tell us a little about those four planes.
Four planes. Well, from the yogi point of view. From which point of view?
These are the four planes that the master discusses, which are above the highest plane of the yogi.
As in the yogi, generally, the stages of yogis too. Some are yogis, some are yogi rajs. Yogishwar. The two stages of yogis.
Yes, you mentioned those two stages.
Yes, that's what I said.
And then you go on to discuss
yes,
Satchkan,
yes, yes, yes.
Alakagam, and
Alakagam. That's all. So yogi generally go to the first stage, Sansara, sense of dhamma. Yogeshwar go to the third plane, and he dips into the beyond of it. Yes? And the sant, whatever is called, that who reaches the satnam, the two home of the father are two fathers, you might say. And then Param Sant, who transcends even those three high planes and becomes one with the worldless. These are the stages. There are many people belonging to the first stage and some to the second or third. Few there are who really have transcended beyond the three. Those who arrive on the fourth plane, you see, they are called sons. Fourth plane is just divided, some people mingle up into one, some two. Brahman, Parbrahma, you see, something. So, two plane or Satchkan, whatever it is, this is the stage of the full effulgence of the wordless God into expression. And there is further just going to be absorbed. Alakhagama Nami Swami, Asrada Swami, Mirala, Mahadyan, whatever they call it. So that is the stage of the highest, what are called, termed as Paramsant. Sutai Satsanta, you might say, to Paramsant. So that is it.
Well, now my limited intellect
yes,
yes. Can almost yes. Picture Satchkan, which the master describes as pure spirit.
Yes.
But then you, the master goes on to describe three planes above the planes of Satchkan, which is itself is pure spirit. And that's hard for me to...
No. Mark the difference in the words that I'm using. I said the Satnam is the full expression of the worldless state of God into full expression in Satnam. Is fully expressed. Higher plane that goes absorbing, you see, until it comes to the wordless state where there is no light, no sound. So that is above stages. Ultimately, in the wordless state, there is no expression of light or sound. That comes only when it comes into expression. So you might say, the Satchkans, there are different divisions, you might say, of Satchkans. You see, Alakhagam and ultimate worldless state is what you call, nameless one, Mahadeva, Radha, Sunya, Sunya.
Well, then, Master, would Agam be the first stage of manifestation?
generally that power which is in full expression, that takes the form of a guru. He is the satnam, you see, working, claiming the human power. Then satnam, the duty comes further to adopt the Padma. The guru has also got stages. Guru, Gurudev, Sadhguru. You see? Guru is one that the human power is working. But it is the God in him, you see, working. In conscious. Gurudev is one when you rise up a physical body that works in the plane second to fourth, after the fifth to absorb you in the sadhana. That is called Gurudev, means raging form of the master. Then satnam is the true sadhguru. You see? That absorbs you by stages a la kadama, like that. So there are stages of the guru too. We are, everybody called a guru. Guru is something given to such a person that in the human form, God is working for the guidance of man, guidance of mankind. You see? He sometimes loves you, sometimes I say, well, I don't do it. You see? At the level of man. But inside the fully conscious, he gives you the right guidance. And when you rise above physical body, he comes in radiant form. So Gurudev. Gurudev means guru, effulgent guru, you see, you might say. That guides you in the higher place, second, third, fourth. And now you in the satnam. And satnam further, that which is left you, that absorbs you in the world. The further stages are of the paramsanta, the santara, going into the paramsanta state. But generally people make no difference. They say everybody is a guru. You follow me? A bit?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. These are the things given in the scriptures but not differentiated. And we are not convinced unless we begin to see for our own selves. As there was one Indramati in the time of Kabir. Even now you find like that, those who dwell. He went to the fifth plane, saw Satpurush as Kabir. He told him, Kabir, if you were certain of yourself, why did you tell me before? And he said, had I told you that I am the Satpurush, you would never have believed me. Even now, you see, how many there are, yesterday I told you, how many there are who believe, think master is master. When everything goes on right according to your own wishes, and oh, master is great, master is greater than God. And anything goes against your wishes, oh, what is that master? Flower may be lying within you, you are not putting it away. Oh, master, eh? You are incomplete.
Matter of fact, Master, I don't want to take any time, but it's very apropos of that. 2 years ago, when I was still in New York and attending the satsangs there, I slipped on the ice and broke my left arm. So one of the satsangis in New York said to me, I don't think she was initiated, but she'd been coming there, she said, well, I can't understand how you broke your arm when you've got a master. You know, I mean, it was so... And I said, well, it could have been worse. You saved me from breaking my back. I said, I got rid of karma fairly easy. But she was quite indignant. How could I anything happen to me when I had a master, you know? I mean...
Master is there to wind up your actions. Wind up the whole of us like a bank which fails, you see. Winding up us. Whatever many things are here brought into food, the other side sometimes make your soul stronger too. They lose all pinching effects. When you become selfless, you see, you're sick.
Well, I was very grateful. I said, well, it could have been my back or my hip, but it was just my arm. I got off very lightly.
I don't know any man in any shape he should go on sincerely with it. That's no, he had no concern with it except he wants to go. When you get something to start with, what more proof is required? Now you, as you progress, then you will be more convinced. And with little progress, sometimes we are puffed up, oh, I have no little to. I tell you, but later you do that way. Otherwise you don't have just crush you. So what is the result? The whole science is lost, I tell you. And such like people will become defamation to the teachings. No business, go on with it, you have any difficulties there that we solve also, on our side.